This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Lisa Mullins. We're getting some of the details today on the Olympic bid made by Boston 2024. That's the private group that's behind the effort to bring the Olympics to Boston.
Imagine Dorchester Avenue transformed into an Olympic Boulevard that stretches all the way to South Station. Today, Boston 2024 released that detail, among others, from the presentation it gave to the U.S. Olympic Committee.
WBUR reporter Kurt Nickisch was at today's press conference. He has seen the bid and joins us now to tell us what's in it. Hi, Kurt.
Hi, Lisa.
Okay, so what is in the presentation?
Well, I think there's a 50 pages of documentation, a PowerPoint presentation. They reenacted exactly what they did in front of the U.S. Olympic Committee last month when I was out there to cover, but wasn't able to get in. And I think the big impression you come away with is just more visuals. The Olympics is sort of a visual event, and for people who know the city, to just see images and renderings and get a sense of where all these venues would be, I think that's the first impression, even though we have a lot more information to go through. So just, the idea of Taekwondo at the Convention Center, equestrian events at Franklin Park, and, archery in front of MIT, and you just start to get a sense of what in a big event like that might look like in the city that we all know.
So was it clear what the biggest selling points were? Because presumably some of the other cities that were competing had equally nice venues in which to hold the sporting events.
Yeah, and we knew some of this before because they had always touted a walkable, transit-oriented Olympics and something that used a lot of existing venues within Boston and used a lot of universities as participants and partners. But I think when you see it, you do get a sense of that. The majority of the venues would be within about a 6-mile radius around Boston. And you do see the universities and how they would partner and host athletes and have a lot of the events at places that they already have. But a big impression you come away with is just how much South Boston is really ground zero, maybe the epicenter of the Olympic experience in Boston, because so much happens around it. UMass Boston would be the home for the Athlete Village, and JFK UMass, that stop on the Red Line, is going to be very critical. South Station is going to be very critical. And then I think the most striking thing is that where they would like to put this temporary Olympic Stadium is in an area that they're dubbing Midtown, and this is basically the west end of South Boston where it kind of butts up against the south end. And here's what architect David Manfredi said about it.
Midtown, what we're calling Midtown, is the perfect site. It's connected to the waterfront, it's connected to the Greenway, it's connected to the harbor. And most importantly, it is connected to South Station by a new street, really the old Dorchester Avenue, that for 16 days in the summer of 2024 can be Olympic Boulevard.
So picture, if you will, just Fort Point Channel, that being a sort of water entrance to this main Olympic Park, but that extending out to a stadium at this, kind of, I don't want to call it a forgotten area, but a little bit of a neglected area at the junction of these different neighborhoods.
Can you tell us why, Kurt, and what the significance is of the fact that that they were releasing this presentation now?
Well, they've definitely come under a lot of criticism for not being very transparent into what they were actually planning, and so finally they conceded that they needed to share this information, and I think it's also part of their ability to start building relationship with the community. They do have community events, public input meetings planned starting next week. They had a citizens advisory group meeting tonight for the first time. But I think they've been very controlling of the information, but so far, today at least, they've put out a lot of what we've been asking for weeks now.
Okay, thank you, WBUR reporter Kurt Nickisch at the Boston Convention Center for today's public unveiling of the presentation that won Boston the U.S. Olympic bid. Thanks, Kurt.
You got it.